again today, and tomorrow, the oil will come upon you again. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
I wish I got somebody that will be pouring oil on my head every day. Every day. Every day. I need that oil. I need that oil every day. Because there are rivers to cross, there are mountains to climb, my God. There are so many things ahead of us. Therefore, we need the oil every day to climb the mountain. Oil the river. Oil every day to bring Goliath down. Can somebody shout
amen?
Therefore, get a small bottle of oil down. Put it down. Just hide it somewhere. And at the end of this question, Apostle Junior will remind me, and we are going to put our hearts together. We are going to assemble all the angels. All the angels that we have declared. We will put all of them together. We will lift. Oh my goodness. Something will happen.
Something will happen.
I am speaking to the Spirit. I am declaring from the Spirit. I said something will happen. Without much ado, let me just invite my son, Prophet Nicholas, all the way from Ghana this very afternoon. We had such a powerful, powerful time in the presence of the Lord. And for those that were not on the line this afternoon, I need you to get the recording. Get the recording and get things ready for this year. This year, don't miss anything. Everything that you miss, get the recordings for it. Hallelujah. And your life will remain the same again.
Amen.
And therefore, we have you on the line right now as it's about to take over. And then at 12 midnight, he will come and take over again. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Therefore, Prophet Nicholas, God bless you. More grace, more oil upon you tonight. Flow in the Spirit.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Wow. I thank you, my Father, in the Lord. God bless you for giving me this opportunity one more time again. I thank God for your life. I thank God that I am joined to this super family of God. Thank you also for the leaders of Praise Tabernacle. God bless you all. And I believe that God is going to do something in somebody's life.
Amen.
We are going to enter into another dimension today. Another dimension this hour. And this dimension is going to provoke more the angel of war, the angel of warfare in our life.
Amen.
As I was saying in the afternoon, there are strategies and there are rules that governs warfare. There is what provokes your angel on your behalf.
Amen.
One of the things that we have to know is that angels hear the voice of God, not the voice of men. Angels move by the voice of God. Angels move by the voice of God. And I told you that the voice of God is different from the word of God. The word of God is Jesus Christ. But the voice of God, it is the Holy Spirit. So angels move by the voice of God, not the word of God. Angels move by the voice of God, not by the word of God. So before an angel is dispatched, before an angel moves on your behalf, that angel must hear the voice of God. And that is the voice of the Holy Ghost. And that is the reason why when the Holy Ghost baptism comes upon a man, what you receive is that you receive a voice.
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, the first thing you receive is a voice. Unless you receive a voice, you can never become a voice. Unless you become, you receive a voice from the Spirit, you can never become a voice. The demon said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? They were speaking. Demon, come out. Come out. Demons are in a form of fallen angels. And these demons only hear voices. You can never become a voice without a voice. So it is the Holy Spirit that gives a man a voice. The empowerment of the Holy Spirit gives you a voice. And that voice is given to you to summon angels.
And it's recognized.
Amen.
Let's open our Bible now to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, the verse number 6. Matthew chapter 4, from the verse number 6. My God, Dada Badahaya, Kreda Dadahaya, Zudebidiata, Ziketeketeya, Limiriatoya, Saha, Gamidia Shataya. And I read, and again, when he bring him to the first. Okay, Matthew. Sorry.
Matthew
chapter 4. And please, can somebody read it for me?
Okay.
Please, can somebody do that for me? Martha, please, you read it for me. Matthew chapter 4, verse 6.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 6. And the Amplified version reads. Sorry. And then NIV reads, if you are the Son of God, he says, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. Amen.
The Bible says, and the devil came to Jesus, and he told Jesus, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. The devil is aware. As I told you in Hebrews chapter 1, the verse number 40, that we shouldn't neglect the salvation that the angels bring, for they are ministry spirit. The Bible said that the devil came to Jesus and said, it is written, which means that the devil is aware about the ministration of angels in the life of every human being.
Yes.
He said, the Lord has given his angels charge over you so that you not enter into trouble, so that you not enter into disaster, so that whenever you are going wayward, an angel will appear to you, so that when you need help, an angel will appear to you. They are ministry spirit. So the devil is aware about the ministry spirit of angels. And he went to Jesus and he said, he has given his angels charge over you. For it is written, lest you dash your foot against a stone. If you neglect the salvation that angel brings, you enter into trouble. If you neglect what the angels of God can do for you, you can enter into trouble. Angels are sent to minister to us.
Amen.
And one thing you have to know is that the strength of two angels just defeated the whole land of Goliath, Sodom and Goliath, Gomorrah. just two angels defeated a nation. So angels are very, very powerful.
Amen.
One angel can destroy a lot of people. One angel, the strength of one angel is more than 10,000 men. So when an angel is following you, when an angel is fighting for you, nobody, nobody, in spiritual warfare, what you see give you upper hand to conquer. The Bible said, 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand side. Only with your eyes shall you see. And the Bible didn't say you go and fight. In spiritual warfare, it is angelic beings that fight on our behalf.
Amen.
We need to understand the workings of angels in our lives.
Amen.
The Bible said, when the children of Israel were moving from Egypt, to the promised land, there was an angel that was released, an angel from the presence of God, to take them on the way. One became a pillar of cloud by night, and one became a pillar of fire.
My dear,
I pray over your life.
Amen.
As you move ahead in this year, may the Lord dispatch a warrior angel to fight against authors that are speaking against you. Angels bring light and bring money to your pocket.
Amen. Yes.
Let me take a statement also. The Lord spoke and the Lord said, even to walk in my will is warfare.
Amen. Amen.
To walk in the will of God is even warfare, because the devil will fight you so that you cannot walk in God's will.
My God.
Yes, so. So to walk in the perfect will of God is total warfare. Unless you have help in the spirit, angelic help in the spirit, your ways will be thwarted.
Amen.
But I pray for you. May you summon angels in the name of Jesus. Summons angels. And may the Lord give you that tongue that will release your angels. Angel hear the voice of the Holy Ghost, not the voice of man. They are summoned by the voice of the Holy Ghost. Unless the Holy Ghost gives you a voice, you cannot become a voice. Demons don't go out on men. Satan don't run away unless a man is giving the voice of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We are going to pray shortly. We are going to pray. We are praying. We are summoning angels. The Bible said he has given his angels charge over us.
Amen.
There's a scripture in Isaiah 45, the verse number 2. Pastor Saki made us pray with the verse number 3. But the verse number 2 says something. He said, I will go before you and I will make the crooked way straight. I will break the iron bar and I will turn down the bruising gate. The verse number 3. After that has been done, he said, I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. To overcome poverty in life is also warfare.
Amen.
To overcome poverty in life is also warfare. Because poverty is a demon. Unless you are giving a voice in the spirit to speak and to conquer the spirit of poverty, the spirit of poverty will arrest you.
Thank you, Jesus.
But tonight, I pray over your life. Today, I pray over your life. May the Lord give you a voice.
A voice.
Amen.
May the Holy Ghost give you a voice.
Thank you, Lord.
Today, may you release and dispatch your angels.
Amen.
Amen.
May your angels be on our assignment. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
I pray over your life. And I pray over your destiny. As you pray, may your voice summon your angels to work for you. In the name of Jesus. Stand your prayer. And angels will release. May you also pray today. And let an angel be released.
Yes.
One thing you have to know in the spirit. Your understanding in the spirit gives you a standing in life.
Amen.
Gives you a standing in life. What was the angel come to say to Daniel? The angel said to Daniel, I have come to make you understand. Your understanding that you receive from the spirit gives you a standing in life. If a man is not standing, it is because of his understanding. I declare over your life, as you pray, no wonder Daniel prayed, but as you pray, may the Lord give you understanding to give you a standing in life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are going to lift up prayer. We are lifting up prayer so that we zoom and summon our angels. Wherever they are fighting us, we are releasing angels to our hometown. A man's members, a man's household shall be his own enemies. Your enemies don't come from anywhere in the spirit. A man's enemy shall be the members of his household.
Amen.
Nobody can fight you without the permission of the spirits and the altars in your family.
Amen.
That is the rules of engagement in your family. No demon comes to fight you without the approval from the object and the spirit in your family. A man's enemy shall be the members of his household. We are sending and dispatching our angels to our house. To our homes, our hometown, where we are coming from, our roots, whatever is happening in the roots, we are declaring by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I release my angel to begin to crush the altar. Let me release this thing into your spirit. Listen, if you see a successful man, behind every successful man, there is a force.
Amen.
You cannot be an extraordinary person if you have seen nothing. That is it. Anybody that is an extraordinary person has seen something. The person has been either empowered by a negative force or a supernatural force. Anybody that you see successful is being backed by a spirit. You can go to school, you will learn. I have seen people who are studying law and they are sitting in the house. I've seen people who are studying nursing and they are sitting in the house. They cannot work with their profession. If you see somebody going and coming, it's either God or Satan. Life is spiritual. Life is totally spiritual. Ask yourself one question. You are well today. You sleep and you get up and you enter into trouble. What happened when you were sleeping? Job was well. And the Bible said he was there. And decision was going on concerning his life. And he has done nothing.
Uh-huh.
He was living the right life. And God was having a conversation with Satan about his life. If you don't provoke the realms of the spirit, decisions will go against you. Job did nothing wrong. In the realms of the spirit, your innocence is even what qualifies you to be a prey for the devil. In the spirit, the Bible says, they sit in the lacking places of the villages and they shoot arrows at the innocent. They sit at the lacking places of the villages and they shoot arrows at the innocent. Your innocence is what even qualifies you to be a prey of the enemy. The devil never attacks a guilty person. He will not get anything. And the last one before we pray, you have to know this. The devil is not interested in things that God is not interested in. So things that God rejects is also something that the devil also rejects. The devil will never follow somebody that God has already rejected. The devil is always interested in somebody that God is interested in. The rejection of God is not the appointment of the devil. The rejection of God is also the rejection of the devil. If you are good for nothing in the sight of God, you are good for nothing in the sight of the enemy. He will not waste his time. If the devil is after you, it is because God is interested in your life.
Amen.
We are going to Zoom prayer. This life is serious warfare. It's serious warfare. For you to marry and have a nice marriage, have a nice kid, a beautiful marriage, live a right life, have a nice job, and walk in the will of God, it is warfare.
Yes, sir.
It is warfare.
Yes, sir.
Some of us coming from Africa, we know it is warfare.
Yes.
One man can just get up at night and invoke word into the spirit realm. Mm-hmm. And that word, that near word, can be the reason why somebody's life is blocked.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't stand up to release your angels, a mere man like you can render your life useless.
Amen.
So you need this release of angels. You need a release of divine angels, warrior angels, to war on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
To war on your behalf. The devil will not leave you unless the devil sees something. Wherever you are, we are going to lift up prayer. I told you, you can summon your angel by speaking in tongues. You can summon your angel. So now we are going to release angels into our house. We are going to release angels into our nation, into our workplace. Wherever we need angels to work for us, warrior angels, powerful angels to work for us, we release that kind of angels in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice wherever you are and release your angels into the realm of the spirit. Lift up your voice and release your angels into the realm of the spirit.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'm
Somebody's life.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a woman of God. It's a woman of God who is praying with us. And I saw, like, the woman of God, their birthday is in this month. Specifically, I saw 23rd of this month.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
There's a woman of God. I saw 23rd of this month.
Oh, God.
And I hear, like, William. I hear, like, William. There is somebody also called William.
Yes.
William.
Yes.
The Lord
That's
said,
my birthday.
This year, before your birthday,
hallelujah,
God is going to open a door for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
From the of your family for a long time. I release in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
The Lord give you your
answer.
The person is a woman of God. I don't want to go in. But the Lord said, before your birthday, I declare you will have your heart desire. You will not cry again. People will not laugh at you again. You will do the work of God with peace. God is going to elevate you. God is supernaturally going to push you ahead. That is of the Lord. That is relief. And that battle is fighting your battle tonight. In the name of Jesus.
I received
that. My eyes went to that person, and I saw a name like Kayla. It's Kayla. There's a name like Kayla. Kayla. I don't know, but that is what I saw written in the spirit. Kayla. The Lord said, that thing in your stomach, whatever they put there, to irritate you, thou say the Lord unto you, the Lord is dealing with it.
Amen.
The Lord is dealing with it.
Amen.
We are going to lift up our second prayer. The Bible says, when they put Paul and Silas in prison, an angel of the Lord visited them and brought them out.
Mm-hmm.
They walk out from the church. they walk out from the shackles. The prison doors were opened by itself. Most of you are being caged like prisoners. And you cannot come out to exit your destiny. There is an angel of the Lord that is going to be released. And that angel is bringing you out from prison. You are going to move into prayer. Oh Lord, release my angel to get me free from every bad prison.
Amen.
Every national prison. Any prison that I found myself free from sickness. Oh angel of God, be released. And loose me out of lift up your voice and begin to pray right now.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God is visiting a man. The angel of the Lord is visiting a man. And I hear in my right ear, Alfred.
He's getting a number in next week, though.
I know, but you know. I hear in my spirit, Alfred. The Lord said he's visiting Alfred. If Alfred is praying with us, and the Lord also spoke to me, I'm visiting Mavis. I see an angel of the Lord picking people from trouble.
Amen.
And I see that angel taking them into their destiny.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There is somebody I am seeing a name. If I cannot mention it well, the person can help me, but it is the same person's name I have mentioned. I am seeing a name, it's like that person is Paula. Paula. There's a
Paula.
Name like that. Paula.
Paula. Yeah, yeah, Paula.
God said I should speak to that person.
Amen.
Any spirit of fear that is gripping you about life, the Lord said he will sustain your life.
Amen.
Amen.
No matter what is happening in your family and your background, the Lord will visit your family. The Lord will visit you also.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's an angel of the Lord that is released. There is somebody that is praying with us. Right now that you are praying, you are in pain. You are in pain. Specifically from your waist.
Lord Jesus.
But I see an angel of the Lord releasing healing to the person.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, what is happening? Listen, there is somebody praying with us on the platform right now. Listen, there is a sickness that you are suspecting, that you have the sickness that has come to the world. You are suspecting that this sickness has come to you, the COVID-19. You are suspecting. Anytime you hear it, you panic because you suspect. You are beginning to see a symptoms around you. The Lord said I should tell you, what is killing others will not kill you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
What is killing others will not kill you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I see something else in the spirit realm. I see Mary. I see the spirit realm. The Lord said this year is your year. Before May this year, your heart cry, all you are crying for will manifest.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Before May this year, all that you are crying for will manifest this year.
Amen.
There is somebody also praying with us. This is what I saw in the spirit. I saw that there is something that has to do with an insurance. You are taking some money from the government, and the thing is not coming. But I see in the realms of the spirit that God has opened up a door for you. And then you have to do it according to his word. Amen. He is about to call you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, my God. My God. Anybody that is praying with us, having a court case, that sayeth the Lord, for I see the angel of the Lord cancel the court case.
Cancel it.
Amen.
There's somebody who's having a court case. There is detail about the court case. But thou sayeth the Lord, I cancel the court case.
Amen.
I pray. Oh my God. I see a woman. You have operated your eye twice. You have gone through operation twice. And that eye is still having a problem. An angel of the Lord entered into your family. And whatever is happening to the people in your family, the Lord and the angel of the Lord solved the problem. What if from today, after this prayer, your eye will come into a good form?
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your eye will come into a good form.
Amen.
Listen, for you to know that I'm talking to you, I am seeing like a blue top, a sea blue top, like a top. You are wearing a top, like a sea blue color. You are the person that the Lord is speaking to. There's somebody putting on a blue top, a blue shirt. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord do for you what you cannot do for yourself. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord lifts you up. The Lord lifts you up.
Amen.
The Lord lifts you up. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, this is what the Lord showed me in the first session. And the Lord is ministering to my heart in this second session. I want people to sow a seed for the beginning of the year. Because I saw an angel of the Lord standing in front of me. And the angel is dressed in the form of a warrior with arrows in his hand. 21 arrows in his hand. And I saw people walking to the angel. And when they walk to the angel, they pick the arrow marked them, and blood drip from their body to the feet of the angel. I asked the angel why. He said, this is sacrifice. And I heard 21 in my spirit. I would have said, so a seed of $21. But $21 is not a sacrifice. So I asked people in the first session to sow a seed of either $201, or maybe if your faith is more, you can do it $2,021. You can do it as 201. Or maybe 2021. You can do that, depending on your faith. But it's supposed to be a sacrifice. So that as we zoom into the prayer, this 21 days of fast is not a joke. Make sure you key in the number 21, because the number 21 in the spirit stands for contention. It represents contention. So it's like whatever you deserve, it will be contended for. So it's like, give me, I will not give you. Give me, I will not give you. Pull it here, they pull it there. Pull it here, they pull it there. So this year is a year of contention. So you have to take your blessing. You take your freedom by force.
By force.
If you can do this sacrifice, God will bless you. And I will pray for you. God bless you. I pray for everybody on this platform. May the Lord heal you. May the Lord remember you. There is somebody. There is somebody. The name is Mavis. I want to pray for that Mavis. I see a very serious attack on Mavis' head. I see a very serious attack on Mavis. I see a very serious attack on Mavis. Mavis, I see in the realms of the spirit. Mavis, you have a husband. Your husband's name is Alfred. Alfred. The wife is Mavis. There is a serious attack on Mavis. I pray in the name of Jesus. May the Lord sustain the person.
Amen.
You will see this person. You will see this person. This person, you will see the person. You will see the person. Kobada Hataya. Legede Heseya. The Lord is taking me to the person's house. There is a serious attack on the person, but the Lord will exempt the person that attack.
Amen.
Maybe you are saying, maybe you are having a serious attack on your head.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. And may the Lord be with you. Amen. And I thank my Father for giving me such an opportunity again. My spiritual father, Apostle Benakote. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. God bless you. What do we say to the man of God? May the sovereign Lord bless you so much. May the sovereign Lord. I hear in my spirit that God has not started what he wants to do with you yet.
Mm.
He has not started yet. Greater and mighty things is about to happen. With all that you have allowed yourself for the Spirit of God to use, even the last prophecy, this very one, we're talking about Mavis and Alfred, these people live in Easter. They are not even in our church. The God is just connecting them, my God. So this is really telling us that, look, God is on this prayer altar. Ladies and gentlemen, even if God has no, the Spirit of God has no
testified, yes.
As far as you are praying, you are on this altar. That anger will battle you. That anger will battle your heart. That anger will go into battle on behalf of you. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know what we are doing. What we are doing it to the glory of God. And I know the presence of God is on this altar. Never underestimate the prophetic word of God. Because I have seen this man, I have ordained him, and I'm seeing the anointing that came upon him. I have witnessed it with my eyes, and I know God is using this man. I know God is elevating him. Therefore, if I bring somebody onto this prayer altar, ladies and gentlemen, you must know that I have tested the spirit. I have tested the spirit. And I know this man and what he carries. Therefore, when he comes and then declare, I, my God, begin to receive it. Begin to receive it. It will work for you. It will work for your family. It will work for your children. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
This is just the second session. Get ready for the third session. I give you just
3 hours, go and sleep. Don't even sleep too much. If you sleep, the sleep will overtake you. Don't sleep too much. Just go and take a quick nap and come back for the third session. The third session is going to be butu, 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 butu. I'm telling you, the enemy will be running away from your camp. The enemy will be running away from your territory. Because we are deploring the angel of warfare. The angel of warfare. My God, I'm so fired up this very evening. Before I hand over to Pastor Saki, Apostle Junior, ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know that you are on the right course. You are doing the right thing. You are at the right altar, praying with the right people and at the right time. Therefore, do not allow the enemy to snatch whatever belongs to you in these 21 days. Come with all your hands. The Bible says, and Jesus, the mother of Jesus told the disciples, said, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. Just do it. And I'm telling you, your life will never remain the same again. Apostle Nicholas Ankrom, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that may the hand that sustain me, the hand that preserves me, may this hand continue to sustain you.
Amen.
May this hand continue to preserve you.
Amen.
May this hand lift you up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I see
amen.
Oil upon you. Please take over from here. God bless you. Amen.
Apostle, amen. We salute you. Prophet Nicholas Akron, we salute the grace that is upon your life. As Apostle have prayed, we are all desiring that you be sustained in the body of Christ. We are all praying that the angels of God, they will guard you. The angels of God, they will sustain you. They will bring you into deeper realms. They will open your eyes into deeper realms in the mighty name of Jesus. People of God, because of our time, and I know that we have taken a little bit more of your time tonight, but I believe that it is for a good cause. Amen. That destinies have been changed.
Amen.
That bondages have been broken. That directions have been given. And so it is for a good cause. I just want to say a few things. We are coming back tonight. And therefore, whatever water you're going to drink, anything you're going to eat, may the blood of Jesus sanctify it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Also, please, if the Lord touches your heart to also respond to the sacrifice, you want to send it to Cash App, and the account is $PushPrayer or $PushPrayers, $PushPrayers, and we will definitely receive that. It will definitely be on the altar. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you, and may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding abide in your homes, abide in your family, in your going out, and in your coming in, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can we all please share the grace together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Before I also decree, I just also want to encourage everybody on this prayer line. If the man of God is ministering and your name is mentioned, could you please respond? Because I believe that in the prophetic ministry, as you respond, then the man of God is able to dive into your case properly. Or if you know somebody by the name that is mentioned, what you have to do is to please respond so that the man of God can dive into it very, 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 very deep in the name of Jesus. I just wanted to mention that so that everybody will be aware. When your case is being mentioned, if your docket is being pulled, if your file is being pulled, just respond so that the pages of the books will be open and that whatever God wants to declare upon your life, it will be accurately declared in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout a big amen.
Amen.
I stand upon the grace that has been released tonight. And upon the altar of Elohim, and I decree in the realms of the spirit over your life that you shall not die. Your family members shall not die before their time. Sickness will not kill you before your time. Depression will not kill you before your time. Anxiety will not kill you before your time. Coronavirus is not going to be able to kill you, but you shall live and walk in the promises of God in the land of the living. May the Lord bless you all for coming. We're going to meet again at midnight. We love you all. God bless you. And may you continue to be in the spirit of prayer. God bless you and bye-bye for now.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.